It's The Big Show with Jeff MacArthur.
All right, we are live from the patio at Barney's, and a pleasure to welcome to the show Strippers Union. We got Bobby Baker here and Craig Northey. How are you, boys?
Good, thanks, Jeff.
Very good, Jeff.
Good. Well, thanks for coming by. Good to see you both. And I want to start, Craig, good to see you, and good to hear you back on the radio, man, and singing again. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Are you enjoying things with the Strippers Union?
Yeah, we were just saying off air how when these shows are over, how sad we'll be already. We're already thinking about it.
A little tear in her eye. Yeah. I will not cry, I swear. First of all, the name. I always hate that. I mean, that's such a cliche question to ask, but we've had a lot of people call about it and talk about it. Strippers Union, who come up with the name, and what's the story behind it?
Craig came up with the name, but it was a conversation that we'd been having and that I've had with a bunch of musicians over the years, that the conditions for young musicians and strippers are very similar. You deal with a lot of the same issues with clubs,
yeah,
promoters, crooked managers, getting up, laying yourself bare every night to an indifferent audience, and then at the end of the night they want you to go all night long. And,
Well, it certainly works, and it's local 518, is there?
Yeah. Which is my Kingston Musicians local.
Okay, very good. There's the story behind that. So, well, Rob, let's ask you right off the bat. I don't think I'll kind of insult you and say, is this the end of the Tragically Hip?
No,
we all know that's not true, but just a chance here to kind of creatively spread your wings?
Absolutely. I've 20 years of writing songs with the Hip, and I amassed a bit of a backlog of material.
Yeah.
And the stuff, you know, the songs are, they feel like your kids, and you love them all, and some of them get to go off to university, and some of them just sit on the shelf. And some of the ones sitting on the shelf, I just thought, you know, I'd like to give these songs a chance and let people hear them.
Yeah.
And I think I had about 80 of them, and I invited Craig in, and he sort of sifted through them and picked the ones that he immediately responded to, and I think 2 3-day songwriting sessions, and we had the songs for the record.
Now, were you kind of a frustrated singer-songwriter in a way? Because I know Gord, obviously, with the Hip, does the bulk of the writing and that sort of stuff. Is it kind of akin to, I don't know, like Stevie Nicks always used to say in Fleetwood Mac, she had 80 songs and like two of them would make every Fleetwood Mac album, and she needed to kind of do something on her own?
I guess that's why I did it, is that, you know, I had about 80 songs, and you get 2 songs or 3 songs on a record.
Yeah.
But frustrated singer-songwriter, I'm frustrated that I'm not a better singer.
He's pretty good. You can go by the record. He's pretty good.
He's giving you a run for your money, is he, Craig?
Oh, man. Yeah. It's better than I am.
Yeah.
Well, tell us how this all came about, Craig, that Robbie get in touch with you and kind of went off from there.
We've been friends for about a dozen years. The Hip invited the Odds to play on a show in '93 in Seattle, and then we ended up doing tours together and various dates together, and we sort of hit it off in a big way. Share a sense of humor and a way of looking at the world, and so you kind of knew eventually you'd do something musical together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is the response been kind of what you've expected, or did you go in with any sort of preconceived notions, or it's kind of like, let's lay down the album and, let's go out and road test it and let's see what the reaction is?
I don't think there are a lot of preconceived notions on our part. We make the record for ourselves that we want to make.
Yeah.
And we made a record that we were really happy with, really proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take it to the record company and they say, oh, I don't know. I don't know if radio's going to go for this. I listen to it. I hear every song on the radio, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. They're all great. They're all brilliant pieces of work.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We've got fantastic reaction, honestly, from the first single. A lot of people, as soon as we started spinning it, got on the phone, loved that. And whether they're Hip fans, Odds fans, or both, I mean, it's been a fantastic reaction.
Well, thanks for playing it. It makes a huge difference for us.
Well, hey, not a problem. It's our pleasure, actually. And is this kind of, I mean, when you go back to the Tragically Hip, or are you going to feel like kind of refreshed a little bit? I know we talked with Paul about a month ago when he was busy working with Hugh Dillon, and I mean, he's kind of branching out as well. I mean, does that kind of recharge your batteries in a way?
Yeah, it does. You need to keep busy. And one of the problems in being in a band like the Hip is that you put out a record every 2 years. You do a huge tour for 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you write and record, and the record company wants 5 months to set up the next record. And you just end up having way more downtime than anyone needs.
Yeah.
So I like to stay busy. I like being on the road. And I like to be creative.
Yeah, well, you're very busy, obviously, not only with Strippers Union, but the Hip's getting back together next weekend to do Live 8.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. What do you know about that? What can you tell us about it? What's going on for next Saturday?
Well, you know how these shows go. I think there are about 1,005 bands, and they'll all do two songs.
Yeah.
And some of the bands will do three, and we'll probably end up warming up for Celine Dion, which will be a first.
Yeah.
And that'll be cool, you know. The whole thing is just about raising awareness about a political issue, and I think that's really valid and important.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you guys know, do you got like 10 minutes, 20 minutes up there on stage? Is there a set limit?
I think it's three songs is our limit. So.
Really? So basically you're going to get tuned up, going to be like done.
Yeah, you don't even crack a sweat. You spend the whole day worrying and fretting, and then in a blink of an eye, it's like getting shot out of a can and it's over.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like what you were saying, Craig, about doing the stuff with Strippers Union, who, by the way, are at the Embassy tonight if you want to check them out. It's like the show is almost done before it begins. Right, I mean,
your wheels. In this case, I mean, the Hip will probably go out and play stuff they know pretty well. And in our case, these songs are fresh. And whether we wrote them or not doesn't mean you remember how to play them. And you get out there, and we're having such a blast flexing them. And we've got the whole band on the record with us, and we had a horn section, and it's been exciting. So by the time the show's actually over, you go, "What? It's done?
Yeah.
That's it? You gotta stop?"
Really? It can't be done already. No.
Is there some kind of curfew?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I saw you guys, caught you guys on Canada AM earlier this week, and you were just telling me that was live. That's not musician hours. You're actually really kind of going back to your roots and really working it hard here.
We started that day in Cambridge, Ontario, so we had to get up at 4 o'clock to get in to Toronto for the Canada AM load-in.
Dear Lord.
And if I see 4 o'clock regularly, but not from that end. I like to,
not from the beginning
like
of the day,
stay
right?
Up to see 4. I don't like to wake up to see it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, well, you know what? It's nice you guys come by the patio at Barney's. I know we got lots of fans here that want to get some autographs. Appreciate you doing that. And if you want to check them out, they're at the Embassy tonight, Strippers Union. Rob, great to see you, man. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks,
Craig, appreciate it.
Thanks for playing.
And honestly, good to hear you again. Not a problem. And let's do it now. Let's drop the new one from Strippers Union. It's Give Up and Go Away on London's Best Rock, FM 96.